I'm delighted to get done just as early as we have done. I didn't want it to run all the way through the summer. I never ever requested to move from the club, never thought about moving away from the club. So oh, it's good that it's done and just out of the way, so now I can concentrate on the summer and getting back as fit as possible.
The fact that it's happened so quickly suggests there was an awful lot of mutual interest in getting this done, not just from yourself, but from the club as well.
Yeah, I sat down with the manager just after the season finished. He wanted me to stay. I wanted to stay, so it wasn't a difficult thing to arrange and sort out, to be honest. It's something that took a bit of to and fro, and as complex too, but it had to be right for both parties, and thankfully we've got it done as quick as we could.
Is your role continuing to grow, Rob? Is it going to be quite similar to what it was before?
Quite similar. I've again got the under-21s, but I have more of an input into the first team this time around. What that led to is I'll find out quite soon when I sit down with the manager in the next couple of weeks and to discuss what role that's going to be. It's progressing, like you said. It's progressing from last year. Me gaining more experience of the other side of football. So no, it's good for me, and hopefully it's good for the football club.
You've talked very often about your interest in becoming a manager one day. Has the coaching side of it, has it interested you as much as you expected now that you've gone into it?
Well, I have to coach. To become a manager, I have to coach. I do both at the moment with my 21s. I coach them and I manage them. So it's something that, yes, like you just said, I've not shied away with the fact that that's what I want to do when I finally hang the boots up. And thankfully, the manager's allowing me the opportunity to gain the experience that I need to move on to that next step. When that will be, I don't know, because I don't know when I'm going to hang the boots up. I want to play for as long as possible. At whatever level that is, but it's great for me and hopefully for the football club that we keep progressing in this manner.
How good was April then for you to get back out there, to be playing football again, to get a couple of goals as well, Rob?
It was great. I never ever waned from the fact that I knew I could still play, even though there were some dark and dizzy days. When I was trying to get back into the first team, but it never waned the fact that I knew I could still play. I knew I could still play at this level, and thankfully I proved to everybody else that I can still do it. I played five 90 minutes, scored two goals, won two, drew one, and got a couple of man of match performances. So no, it's great to end the season as well as I did, but I'd have swapped all that to play in all 48, all 46 of them. So.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. Do you feel like you're in a position where, you know, all being well health-wise, you could play, for example, you know, the majority of games next season? Or do you have to sort of be realistic and think it might need to be managed a bit? I mean, just talk us through that situation.
Well, you're probably looking at both scenarios, really. There might be a point where, yes, I'm 35-year-old. I've got a lot of workload on me now. And I might have to simmer down a little bit with the training and, well, not so much games, but dictate how much training I do and whatnot. But at this present moment in time, I feel fit, I feel strong. Obviously, I haven't had the season that the rest of the lads have, so I should feel fit and strong. I think the older you get, the more you have to mind your body and listen to your body. But if I didn't think I could play and make a difference next year, I wouldn't have signed a contract. I'd have gone into my coaching either at the football club or somewhere else. So I, in my mind, I still think, I still believe I can make a big contribution on the pitch.
There seems to be a good core still at Doncaster. When you look at some of the experienced players yourself, you know, Butler, Wellens, Coppinger, Nathan Tyson, who was amongst the goals as well at the back end of the season, it seems like there's at least a structure there that the club can build on to try and have a bit of a promotion push next season.
Oh, very much so. We also missed Paul Keegan for the last 6, 7, 8 weeks of the season, which is a big loss. We have a good nucleus of experience, and we have a lot of younger players coming through who right now should be excited about staking their claim at the football club. Yes, there'll be players coming in and players going out, but right now it's looking good with what we've got. I know the manager wants to strengthen even more. That only benefits us as a team and the squad.
How much does the support of the fans keep you going as well, Rob? Because you've been a very popular player, not just at Doncaster, but at Sheffield Wednesday as well, and you always give everything for the cause. Does their support as well, that sort of mutual respect between yourselves and the fans, also keep you going when you have these injuries?
Oh, very much so. If I had a pound for everybody asking me when I was going to be fit, I could have retired tomorrow. But no, it's great. The enthusiasm from the supporters helps you in the times where you don't feel at your best and you feel a bit down. So, no, they make a big factor. And then when you come back to get the ovation that you get when you come back after you've been out for quite some time, it's special. I think the relationship between the fans and myself, right throughout my career, not just here, but everywhere I've been, has been special. So hopefully that can continue right until the last day I play.
How much do you think the club's going to really benefit from a settled summer as well? You know, there's no takeover talk this time. It seems like Paul Dickov's going to be able to structure everything that he wants, that there may well be a full first-team squad there ready to start the season. How much of a plus do you think that's going to be this term?
I think it'll be massive. And that's no understatement. It's the fact that we can cement a squad as early as possible. A lot of people were waiting for the phone to ring last year and the year before, as to regards whether they're going to be here, not going to be here, move on somewhere else. The manager himself was probably under a lot more pressure than anybody realises, with the fact that players were coming and wanted to know what was going on, and he didn't really have the answers because he was waiting for phone calls too. But hopefully this year we can kick on with a great pre-season with the players that the manager wants. They can cement themselves into the squad really, really quickly. And then we can start the season in a very positive manner.
Because there's players in this team, aren't there, Rob, who've won a title with this club as well. And they know what it takes to get up, don't they?
Yeah, everybody in the squad that is here right now knows what it takes to get up and out of this division. It's a very, very, very tough league. Anybody can beat everybody else. It's very, very good players. It's got its average players. But it's about a team. And I think we showed 2 years ago that it was a team that got promoted 2 years ago. It wasn't individuals. It was a team that worked hard. We weren't the most pleasing at times to look at and to watch, but we got the job done. And this time around, we want to maybe emulate that a little bit.